I have been talking to many soldiers, and I've got a friend who is Vietnamese, lives in St. Louis. They've had incredible stories of UFOs during the Vietnam War, and I'm sure you've uncovered some of that.
Yes. The Vietnam War, you know, I think we all know was just a strange war. It was not a typical conventional war. There were no front lines. It was a war of just dropping our troops into the jungle and hoping that we killed more enemy troops than they killed of us. And if we killed more of them than they of us, we could declare victory. Of course, it didn't happen that way. There was also, a lot of drug use happening during the Vietnam War. And I guess for those reasons, and because the war was just so unconventional, that the stories from Vietnam themselves are very unconventional, the sighting stories. One of them was in a place called Nha Trang, which was a large base along the coast in 1965. It was a large Air Force base, but also an Army base. And on this particular night, the base had just got an outdoor generator. So they were watching a movie, and there was probably 4,000 or 5,000 people watching this movie in the center part of the base. In the northern part of the base, there was an airport, an air base, and there were two airplanes ready to take off on a night mission. On the southern part of the base, there were bulldozers that were building a new road. And in about halfway through the movie, all of a sudden this light comes out of the sky and comes right down on top of the base. At first, they thought it was a flare because there's a lot of flare activity at night during wartime. But this came right down on top of the base and lit up everything. And now we're talking about 4,000 or 5,000 witnesses. And at the same time, it killed all the electricity on the base. The generator stopped working. The airplanes, their engines stopped working. They couldn't take off. The bulldozers couldn't operate anymore. And this thing just hung there for a very long time. There were a lot of pilots in the crowd watching the movie that saw this thing. And it just sat there for a long time. And then, as you say, once again, in the blink of an eye, it was gone. Probably one of the largest witness UFO sightings in Vietnam. The next day, NICAP showed up, and also some military U.S. military officials talked to people. And once again, people were told, don't talk about this. And one thing about U.S. military that I found out is that, and I think it's to our credit, is when people are told not to talk about things, they don't talk about them. And it's very hard to get information from people. And I think that's a good thing in a way. But when you're looking into UFOs, it's a detriment in a way. But that's a very strange story. The other strange story was we had a lot of CIA activity in Vietnam, and this one case where a CIA hit team, the only way to describe them, were in North Vietnam to assassinate a high communist leader. They did that. They were coming back to their pickup spot where a helicopter was going to come and extract them, and communist soldiers were on their tail, and there was a running gun fight. And they came through a situation where there were two hills, and the Americans hit on one hill, and the communist troops went on to the other hill. Now, as they're firing back and forth at each other, this object comes over the two hills, and at first the communists, they probably thought this was the helicopter to pick up the CIA team, and they started firing at this thing. Well, it turned out it was an oval-shaped, saucer-shaped object. The communists were firing at it. A bolt came out of this thing, hit the area where the communist soldiers were, and all firing stopped. And then the object took off out to sea. The CIA people waited a while, then they went over to the next hill, and they found that there was very little left of the communist soldiers, just their weapons, nothing left of themselves. They had been humiliated. The helicopter finally arrived, picked up the CIA team. They brought back to their base. They debriefed, and they tell their intelligence officers what happened. They then went into a long round of interrogation where apparently according to the story, some kind of mind-altering drug was given to them where it erased all memory of what happened except for this one gentleman who later related the story. And he soon left the Air Force, CIA, and years later he was a fisherman off of Alaska, and he's on a fishing boat with his wife, and the same UFO showed up over his boat off the coast of Alaska, stayed for a few minutes and then left. And he says, you know, this almost gave him closure to this really weird episode that had happened in his life. But we have 6 or 7 episodes in the book about Vietnam, and they're all really pretty bizarre.
That's a great story. They both were. Did Vietnam have more interesting stories than all other wars?
I think they have the strangest stories. I mean, there's another one in there where it was reported by a French newspaper reporter who was in Hanoi during the war. And a UFO showed up over Hanoi one day and just hung over the city for a couple hours. And the North Vietnamese were firing SAM missiles at it, anti-aircraft at
probably
it.
Probably thought it was us. Right?
Definitely thought it was us. And none of this fire had any effect on it, and eventually it just flew away.